This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The 2016 Pulitzer Prize winners were announced this afternoon, and the Boston Globe has taken home two of the coveted prizes. Farrah Stockman won for her commentary on the legacies of busing in Boston, and Jessica Rinaldi took home the prize for feature photography. Ellen Clegg oversees the Globe's editorial and opinion sections. Ellen Clegg, two prizes. How many bottles of champagne is that?
It's terrific to celebrate, especially such great work.
Really great work, because I remember very vividly, in fact, the story that Jessica Rinaldi's photos were part of. And this, the photos have to do with a young boy, part of a family in Maine. The boy has suffered abuse, and they are very memorable. But I wonder if you can describe them and say what you think made them stood out for the Pulitzer judges.
Well, Jessica Rinaldi's wonderful photos went with a story written by Sarah Schweitzer. The headline was The Life and Times of Strider Wolf. As you mentioned, he was a boy who had suffered abuse and lived in Maine, bounced around foster homes, and Jessica somehow embedded herself with the family and showed him as a little boy. She showed warmth, she showed his struggles, and the emotion, the raw emotion on his face. There's one great photo of him trudging through the woods with some bottles of water, where he lived in a camper with this family he was living with. And she shows fatigue, despair, and determination all in one photo.
We'll make sure we have a link to your website, in fact, where people can check out the photos for themselves. Farrah Stockman, who's not only a terrific writer and reporter, but she had the commentaries about the legacies of busing in Boston that won the Pulitzer Prize today. Can you describe the commentaries themselves?
Yes, Farrah not only looked at the legacy of court-ordered busing in Boston, but she looked at race and racial equality across the U.S. She spent 4 months, she reported in Boston and abroad, and she found considerable unease at this great social experiment of the 70s and a host of contradictions as to whether it was a success or not.
And it also says something about the issue of busing itself, which has made its mark certainly on Boston, but the coverage has made its mark in the news business, because this is not the first time the Globe has won a Pulitzer for a story or a photograph, in fact, that had to do with busing.
Now, long ago in the 70s, we won, I believe, the gold medal for covering court-ordered busing and the aftermath. There were, as you may recall, riots, social disturbances, children were pulled out of school, friends and neighbors were split apart. So it was quite wrenching. Although things are more settled, race in America is a half-finished project, quite frankly. And Farrah comes from a multiracial background, and so in vivid images and sometimes searing personal language, she shared a lot of herself and her own experiences. She also asked questions that were bound to make the reader slightly uncomfortable, frankly, and bound to provoke more conversation.
Well, Ellen Clegg, I'm sure it's nice for the Globe to still be in the spotlight, so to speak.
Thank you for that.
Congratulations. Ellen Clegg of the Boston Globe. The Globe has taken home two Pulitzer Prizes, awarded in a total of 14 categories today. The prizes are stewarded by Columbia University. Congratulations again.
Thanks so much.